These principles I read to you starts today. And it's happened, it's always happened, but something has started in the spiritual realm today. God has been preparing the way for this. God has been preparing the way for this. Spiritually, in the atmosphere, things have been happening. There's a war that's been going on in the spiritual realm. The war is very intense, but the Lord has been clearing the atmosphere and preparing the way for what he wants to do in our generation. The forces of darkness are also preparing, but God is preparing the way in the spirit is being cleared. So now in the physical realm, the way that will begin to look like now is God will begin to visit. Everybody talks about rain. When rain falls, it falls on every house. But it starts with the fire. Amen? You are not going to see the fire physically, but you are going to start experiencing serious conviction of the Holy Ghost. You're going to start experiencing a dealing. And when you refuse that dealing, you're going to go through devastation. The devastation is not something that will destroy you, but you see what I read here? It's going to be like a fire. You've been put through a fire. In the midst of it, God is going to give you grace. He's going to give you what you need. Like I put example, this is what Jesus, as they were preparing the way, heading towards what God wanted to do with them, Peter. Amen? Do with the apostles. Peter didn't realize how much there were things in his life that needed to be dealt with before Pentecost. And Jesus said to Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as a wheat, but I have prayed for you. What does that mean? Peter, what God was saying is that there is this prideful zeal in Peter that there is no way that it can be corrected except Satan has a demand for it. Pride. So Satan wanted that pride. And that's what the sifting is. Satan wants the pride because it belongs to him. But for you to give that pride away, you have to go through some things. Because when we hold on to pride, we think it's ours and we can't give it up. When the devil comes to demand it, he takes you through a process for you to let it go. So Jesus was saying, Satan is coming for the pride. And he wants to sift it out of you. But I pray that through this process, because you lack understanding, through this process that your faith stays, it doesn't faint. And we saw what Peter went through and came through with repentance. We saw David went through things, came back with repentance. What is going to happen in this moment is that when people refuse the dealings of the Lord, when people start refusing the moment of repenting and being broken, God will let you go through things that will drive you more towards God, not away from God. God will no more contend with idols in our life. He's going to let us go through a fire to take it out. He has spoken to us. He's dealt with us. He's speaking. See, you are the people that has already been waiting and seeking God. So this is just something to encourage you that the price and the prayer you've been paying has been worth it. God has prepared every one of you here to a level and to a level that you don't even have to go through what a lot of people are going to go through. You are about to really receive the good side of this. You are about to receive the glory part of this. You are about to embrace some amazing, amazing revolutionary visitations in your life that will take you to the place of where God is taking you. All these years of prayer, all these years of seeking God, God has found you faithful. And you are the ones that have been preparing the way. So God is about to start rewarding you. But so that others will not be left behind, the answers to some of your prayers, you're going to see people in church start going through some serious fire. And when they start going through this, be like Jesus with Peter. Don't rescue them from it. Jesus did not try to save Peter from the situation. He prayed for his faith to stand strong. It is time for people to go through fire. We have rescued people too long enough and not let God do what he wants to do. And God wants to purify people, but your prayer will preserve them. So they will come out of that thing serving God, just totally sold out to God.